Verse of the day for May 4th from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I'm Phil Ware. Humility is not our culture's most valued asset or most desired character quality. However, humility is what is needed, not because it's commanded, though that would be enough, but because we've earned our need for humility through our arrogance and abandonment of God and His character, compassion, and faithful loving kindness. Every year brings another wave of major failures among our leaders, both political and religious. On our best days, we all fall short of God's holiness. Rather than progressing culturally, we find ourselves slipping, rebelling, and degrading ourselves. Our need to approach God with humility is earned. So, let's humble ourselves and call upon the Lord, throwing off our sin and seeking after Him. Only then will we begin to see healing come among the peoples. Let's pray. Holy and Almighty God, Your deeds are awesome, Your faithfulness is overwhelming, and Your mercy and grace are great blessings. I come to You knowing that You hear me despite the incredible distance between You and me in holiness, between Your worthiness and my lack of it. I confess that I, in my culture and country around me, have made a mess of what You so wonderfully blessed us with. We come humbly asking that You reassert Yourself in our churches, nations, and leaders in clearly recognizable ways. At the same time, we humbly acknowledge our personal failures, arrogance, and rebellions. We ask for Your grace and faith through the power and loving mercy found in Jesus. Amen.